Okay?
Yeah, you're on.
All right, cool. We're going to pull.
That's right.
Call the meeting
now.
To order at 7 o'clock. The only person not present is Peter Lauren.
Oh, I'm voting for and serving on the choo-choo committee as my.
Are being passed around. Everybody signed except Peter, so we'll give those back to Jay.
So moved.
Motion, Kenny.
Second.
Second, Mary Beth. Any discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So moved. Anybody opposed? No. Okay. Also, note for the record that the sheriff has given us his monthly report. Looks good. Thank you, Sheriff.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Anything else for you to report?
No, I don't think so. If something comes up as we go along, I'll mention it.
Okay,
no,
all right. Also, as every month, kudos to Urgent. You know, they're always in the paper, always taking care of business.
Especially in Lloyd.
Yep, that's what we like.
In
so.
Lloyd.
Well, there's only like 3.5 people in Lloyd, so I mean, it's easy to catch.
Yeah. Prostitution and the drug. Great, man.
On my tape, I can't
say. Says the representative.
Okay. Okay.
No
so, resolution 196 approving the execution of contract in excess is $50,000 entered into by the county with Family of Woodstock Probation. It's the Evolve program. Michael Berg and his folks do this.
I'll move it. Evolve is an awesome program.
Okay, Kenny.
Second.
Mary Beth. Second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Yes. Can I make a comment on that?
Sure.
Only because I always do. I never believe that they should pass resolutions along unless somebody is here. A department head, an elected official, somebody here, in case there was a question about it.
You are about to see that in action, my friend.
Okay. Resolution 203 is adopting the updated comprehensive emergency management plan for Ulster County. I have not read the whole thing. There's no one here to discuss it. I'd like to just kind of put this off till maybe next, before caucus next week, if that's okay.
That's excellent. Even to next month, as long as the county executive's office can't prove that there are going to be some sort of financial ramifications to the county unless it's done this month. We might want to talk about it a lot.
Okay.
Jay, can I get a hard copy tomorrow night for me for tomorrow?
Please, for the love of God, don't print me one. Here.
This is fine then.
Yeah, take that one.
I have to. Never mind.
So what if you get mine up? That's okay. I'll read mine in my thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that yours?
This is why I mow crooked, because I read it on the mower and.
Was that yours? I'm sorry.
No, go.
Go with the flowers.
No, that's good.
I'll drop you one by the house.
Resolution 213 authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for participation in the Crimes Against Revenue program. That's with the DA. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move it.
Don, second?
Second, even though somebody's not here.
Okay. Discussion, it's pass-through money, I believe.
They're both pass-through.
Yeah, so.
No, the first one was a, you talked about
second one.
The first one's a contract.
Right.
And it's got the sunset clause that if its funding is eliminated, the position gets eliminated as well, so.
Hold on just one second. Last year, on the advice of council, we were adding to the end of these, I don't know if you remember, TJ, it says, or as modified with the approval of the county attorney, and we had been adding, and the chairman of law enforcement. Do you want to add that?
Law enforcement or the chairman of the legislature?
Law enforcement.
Oh. But it's okay with me if that's what.
Or we could do chair of the legislature. It doesn't matter to me. But we wanted to make sure that there's some, legislative oversight.
Let's do the chairman of the legislature since it says authorizing the chairman of the New York Ulster County Legislature.
All right.
If
so
that's okay.
So I will make the amendment that after it says, with the approval of the county attorney, add and chairman of the Ulster County Legislature.
Works for me.
Second.
All right. Okay, so we'll delete the first motion, thingamajiggy.
We'll just do the amendment and then vote on it as amended.
And then we'll. So the amendment. So as amended. So we have Ken and Mary Beth. Other discussion then. All in favor?
Aye.
With the amendments. Opposed? Okay. Cool. Good. Yeah. Good looking at that. I know we started doing that. That's good. Resolution 214, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for gun Involved Violence Intervention Initiative Give by the district. Who comes up with these things with the give and the guy and the scribe?
You got the same, Mike Hine.
Okay.
Yeah. You got the same issue on the second one in the resolve.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to make the same amendment.
All right, well, so let's make that amendment as well.
And we have to talk to, I'll have a conversation with Vicki about trying to add this stuff as she writes them when they come in.
All right. So with the amendment that approval of the Ulster County attorney and the chairman of the Ulster County legislature. So resolution 214 as amended. Motion.
We didn't do the amendment yet.
I'll make a motion. We amended same as the first one.
Okay, Ken.
I'll second it.
Done. Second. Okay. So all in favor? I'm sorry. Other discussion?
If I can, the GIF program is what Impact used to be. They just changed the name. We get a little bit less funding almost every year, but not because they changed the name, but it is the Impact. And I told Holly I would speak on his behalf tonight, so he didn't have to be here.
Okay.
But it is something we've done every year for a lot of years. They just changed the name.
Now, Holly had mentioned one time, if you don't let me jump in.
Yeah, sure.
Holly had mentioned that because his office refused to prosecute traffic tickets for the state police, that he felt like that was one of the reasons our Impact funding had been cut a couple of times. So
yeah, if that's, I haven't heard that.
Okay.
Holly never said that to me, so
I feel like he said that in a meeting.
Yeah.
I want to say, you know, if it was 2 weeks, 2 years ago, I don't know. But
yeah, that's sort of the wave of the future.
Yeah.
The prosecution is trying to save the money on overtime.
Yep.
So
there are towns all over the county that are making tons of money by hiring a town attorney and pleading down traffic to parking tickets.
I know a friend of mine is a.
But the agency makes the policy. You know, like with us.
Right.
I agree with certain towns that have those special prosecutors. Yes, go ahead and prosecute them for us. But on, you know, we don't have to do that. We could say, no, we want to prosecute our own.
Right, exactly. So mostly for the state police.
Yeah.
The state police is the issue. Especially a lot of towns with stretches of the Thruway or 84, you know.
We got a ton of Thruways.
Oh, we do.
We're the only one with three exits.
That's right.
Yeah, a friend of mine is a patrolman in town of Crawford, and they've told them, like, unless the guy's going over 100 and crossing double yellow lines, don't even stop them. Because we're not going to pay you the overtime to go to court. What message does that send? So, with the amendments, did we pass that already?
Apparently the moral of the story is speed through Crawford.
Yeah.
And it's slow down.
Yeah, you know what they do, though? They put cows. They strategically place cows on 302 or something like that. So.
You joke around, but when I was in high school, I went to high school in Pine Bush, which is part of the town of Crawford. And and one of my friends in high school was a dairy farmer. And he was getting the car out of the road in the middle of the night. Guy hit the cow. Cow hit him. Broke his back. So you joke around, but I'm telling you right now, Crawford cows in the road are a big deal.
Yep.
Sorry.
Any old business?
No, but, well, yeah, sort of some old business. I sent you and also Ken a thing from the Middletown Record today. I sent it to your county legislature address.
Oh,
it had to do with an alarm law and what they're doing up in Columbia County. So we've kicked that around for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
I think it's something we could move forward to if you guys want to. If you don't, you know, that's fine too.
Let's see. We got to
read the article and see what you want to do.
Okay, cool.
I've been all in on a false alarm law the whole time. So
I thought we were like this close.
We were
awful.
We were like
And then what happened?
Close.
Columbia County apparently not only do they fine you have to register, and they charge you to register.
That's where it's going to come apart.
Well, I don't care. I'm just saying what was in this article. So works for you guys.
We have an ordinance in Shungum that is a false alarm ordinance, but it's never been enforced because, you know, in order to register, you have to give your code.
Absolutely.
And
we had to give you keys too.
And
is that right?
And
which quickly got knocked down.
Sort of the kind of thing. We live in this sort of area where, you know, you'll get my alarm code when you pry it from my cold dead fingers,
kind of thing.
So so it, needless to say, lots and lots of protest and it's not been enforced.
Yeah.
But I do agree with a false alarm law where you pay.
Well, the first question I would have on a false alarm law is, has anybody gone to the people that put these things in to understand why they go off wrong and have their input in before decisions made? And the last time I was on the other side of this and I asked that question, oh no, we never did.
So we shouldn't, I don't think we should have to go to the company and say, geez, why is the alarm going on?
That's, no. That's a homeowner's
problem. That's up to homeowners.
No,
yeah.
But we want to know why it is so that we can do legislation and make that happen so that we put the onus where it is. If it, prevention can be more than you know.
Right, education is always good too. But I don't know what's in the law that they have. But it's been there since 1990, so I'm assuming it's probably pretty good.
Columbia?
In Woodstock, they put through what you're talking about, tried to put it through, and then we finally got them to listen to, the guy came up, and all of a sudden, all of the stuff that was a problem wound up being prevented, and it never got to that point.
Right.
And how you get, you got to get to the point where you need to get to. How you get there is
well, maybe we could use Woodstock's.
I wouldn't use that, but I would talk to the guy that with, the guy that, right down the road, right down the block from us, whatever. Yeah, I have him. I have a central station in my house, and if it's installed properly and it's checked properly, where you run into problems is where people don't have professionals doing it, and they keep going on. And in that, in our town, they found that Stewart's and Zena School was the two most.
Right. For us, lately, it's been Stewart's and the West Early Post Office.
Well, fine. Now you got to find out why is that.
And we don't have to. They have to.
Well, somebody has to.
Yeah, but
when
not
you
us.
Start getting the bill.
But you don't, throw the whole world into their problem.
Well, I think once they realize they're going to have to pay, they'll find out a way to fix it have an alarm.
There's a lot of people who won't write something that's wrong unless there's a consequence.
But for us,
there can be a consequence, but you don't penalize everybody because a couple of bad apples.
But for us anyway,
penalizing anybody
who's
not
doing something wrong. If you don't want to have a law, that's great too.
But you get a mulligan.
We should have it.
You get two mulligans.
And how to get
actually, I think the last law that I wrote, you get three mulligans.
One way.
That's like your retirement.
Maybe not the best, but it's a way. Yeah.
But
as
you
long as it stops.
Don, yeah, you need a mulligan or two. So
at least two.
Yeah. So it's,
I think the last one I wrote was three mulligans.
There's absolutely no reason not to bring in a professional that deals with this and understand how they deal with it and understand what you need to do, what you can do, and what you want to do. But if you don't have that information, you have only the information you have, and you act on less information than more. And that's generally not a good idea.
Well, you know, we do some things like that. Like Stewart's down in either Walkill or Plattekill, every night in the summertime, their alarm would go off. Finally, we realized every time the air conditioner kicks on, it was blowing. It
blows,
it blows
a ribbon or something. Yeah.
And they're infrared. So, but we were down there 100 times.
And if you can stop, if 90% or 95% of your problem is two people or two groups, and you fix that, then you don't have a problem.
Right, and I think it should be the alarm building and the alarm company.
Yeah, and we ought to hear about it. If you're making a law, you want to hear about those types of things so that you make something that works for everybody.
Right, and I think if we get far enough along that we're actually going to start to make it a law, we'll have a public hearing and that stuff will come out.
I would bring them in before you put the law together just to hear their point of view. And you can make the law stronger to begin with.
Okay, well that's...
What else?
The committee to do.
I agree. Do we have anything else? Old news, good news.
Sheriff's Department's continually doing a great job. So bravo.
Yeah. We're getting into the budget season. That's the
big point. You know, I spoke to you last month about
Vetter.
Yep. And I figured out who the other guy was. Now I forgot what his name was. Well, there was Vetter.
I'll figure it out.
Okay. He's an A-line guy though. Anyway, but they're always helpful with us. Mm-hmm. So. What's that? Okay. Anything else?
No, you didn't finish. You only said old business. You didn't go to new business.
Yeah, new business? I'm sorry.
Just trying. You got any new business
there,
Mary
Beth?
Nope. Okay. Trying to keep it to the agenda.
Okay. All right. 7:15. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Mary Beth?
So moved.
Second. Don? Discussion? All in favor?
Mary Beth, anybody
opposed? We beat you if you oppose it. Okay.
Thank you much.
All right.